know what happens and what are the consequences, why it happens and everything. So my basic question is that, do you all dream?
Yes.
Everyone dreams?
Yes.
Yeah. So, okay. जिनको हिंदी में सुनना है वो प्रभुपाद के पास पीछे ट्रांसलेशन में वहां ट्रांसलेट हो रहा है हिंदी में वहां जाके सुन सकते हैं. आपका सेवा भी उधर साथ में लेके जा सकते हैं, वहां बैठ के सेवा भी कर सकते हैं और सुन भी सकते हैं. ठीक है. सो तो एवरीबडी ड्रीम्स. सो दिस स्मॉल स्टोरीज है. देयर वाज अ बॉय हु वेंट इन द मॉर्निंग टू जॉगर्स पार्क and then he was relaxing after finishing his jogging, sitting on the seat, and suddenly from far he saw one girl coming jogging, and as she was coming closer he saw that this appears to be girl from his college only, and as she came close he realized she is from his class only, and then more close she came, then he realized she is the same girl he wants to give red rose on Valentine's Day every year, but he is never able to do because he is very shy boy, you know. And suddenly something happened, some stone came and that girl fell on him when she came near him and almost on his lap, you know. And then both are looking at each other and he is about to speak, abhi bolu ke nahi bolu, isko bolu ke nahi bolu, and then he hears a voice, Bunty uth ja, tera college jane ka time ho gaya. So this is the dream, you know, like in dream we do so many things, whatever we want to do daytime, sometimes people do daydreaming also, same in the day also they see dreams, right? So it's very very integral part of our life. Sometimes they are very short duration, sometimes it appears very long, sometimes after it's over we don't remember, sometimes we remember for some time and after some years we forget it, you know, like that. So every human being on this earth planet dreams, correct? There is a population of the earth planet today is how much? Any guess? Any guess? It is 7.5 billion human beings. I am speaking human beings, not. Then it becomes innumerable. There is no count. Our scientists don't have eyes to see some of the microbes and bacteria and viruses that they cannot count at all. So human being population on this earth planet is 7.5 billion, and each and every dreams, whether he is a rich or a poor or educated, illiterate, the African, American, European, Australian, Chinese, Japanese, Pakistani or Indian, everybody has to dream. So and dreams are very very lot of varieties there, isn't it, in the dream. Sometimes it is very surprising thing, sometimes very pleasing, sometimes it's horrifying, it's a nightmare, and sometimes it's very entertaining also. You become as if you are seeing a movie in the dream, like that. So and on this dreams topic people do so much advertisement also. In Bollywood many masala is made out of dream, you know. They want to make up story and they put dream in between, and afterwards you realize that this was a dream. So and I see this advertiser of a mattress also, sleep on this mattress then you'll get a good dream, so everybody wants to see good dream. Anybody wants to say see bad dream? Anybody tells you in the night good night, wish you bad dream? No, everybody tells you what? Everybody wishes sweet dreams, good night. When we last call of the day with the friends, last conversation with the friend in the night, sweet dreams, good night. So like that. So this dream is a very very curious topic, and many people have studied this. Lot of research has happened over centuries, and recently one small study was there. They did candle study, and two kind of people they studied on. So one was a sportsman and another was a very very shy clerk working in the office. So they both were made to sleep, and both eyes were covered with a black ribbon, and when during their sleep one candle was lit and it was taken in front of their eyes, and after they became awake then they were asked for their experience. Did you see anything, or did you realize or feel anything? What's your impression? So the sportsman said that I saw one white bat, and along with that, one gold color ball was coming. And I was about to play, and you woke me up. And another person, the clerk said that he was very, very shy and a very, very timid person, always scared of people. So he said his enemy, I felt my enemy is coming. He's holding a very big white rod, and he's coming and getting me out of darkness and coming to light and about to hit me, and he woke me up. So these two people, two different people have different experience. And why? Because it said that in dream, what happens is that all your unfulfilled desires, all your impressions in the mind, what is the status of the mind, it reflects in our dream. And there is another very, very famous psychologist, psychiatrist, Sigmund Freud. Anybody heard his name, Sigmund Freud? Yeah? Anybody who has studied psychiatry or psychology, everybody studies about this person. This person was born in Austria, and then later on he shifted to Vienna. He did psychoanalysis, and later on during First World War he shifted to UK, and then there in the starting of the 20th century he left his body. So during his career he did lot of work on psychoanalysis. He put up lot of theories, he put up lot of hypotheses to explain how the psych works. And about dreams, his opinion and his conclusion was that it is linked between your desires and your dreams are actually reflection of your desires. Whatever your unfulfilled desires are there, your suppressed desires are there. You are not sometimes suppressing some, you are suppressing some desire. Every desire you don't tell, right? And every desire you don't express in front of people. So those desires, they come in your dreams. So I just wanted to, so how it is, these desires, how your desires are developing in your mind, it is what kind of environment you are in, accordingly that you will develop that kind of desires, isn't it? So I just wanted to show you a very, very small video. It shows how people, just by looking at things around, how people develop different desires. So this is a video. Audio is there? I hope audio works. So this person sitting in the car, he feels that I wish I could buy this helicopter. Okay, now he's going ahead. Then that car was a race car, very, very costly car. And this fellow is a very simple car. So he said, I wish I could afford this car. Then behind him is a cycle wala. He feels, I wish I had this car. How he's looking at him, just see. He's so sad. And this person, he doesn't have money to buy cycle also. So he's thinking, I wish I could buy this bicycle. And look at this person. He cannot even walk. Okay. He's feeling that I wish I had legs. I wish my legs were fine. Then I could walk. Okay. So we don't realize many times that what we have got, we are always concentrating, always looking at things which are with others, and we don't pay attention to what we have. So our suppressed, and then we have desires, all desires don't get fulfilled. There is not a single person on this earth planet, his all desires get fulfilled, right? So another scientist, he studied that, is it only this desire and dreams they have a relationship, or is there anything else higher than that? So he's saying that it is not only just desires. He's saying there is some connection between our individual consciousness and the cosmic consciousness. Whenever we are dreaming, there is some connection. That's why it will happen. Otherwise, if it is only depending on desire, then many other things will not work. If it is dependent on desire, then many times, of course, desires work, because if I am reading every day page 3, then I will dream of the branded shoes and branded clothes and designer clothes, going to party, right? If I am a studious college girl, then I will dream of about exams, how I am going to appear in the exam. I myself, when I was studying medicine, once I suddenly in the morning I had a nap while traveling in the train, and I dreamt, oh, I missed my exam today, and I was actually going to the exam, but I had so much fear that I dreamt that I missed my exam, like that. So many things happen. Myself, right now, I am a working professional, so I have to do many other work and then go to my office or my work at hospital. So many times, I don't get up. In my mind, I start doing all my work. Suddenly, in the morning, I start taking bath, I start cooking in the morning, And sometimes, I give anesthesia also in my dream, because by that time, my mind is already working. It's just that physically I am not awake. So these desires and what is your surrounding has a lot of effect. But how this para consciousness is affecting our individual consciousness? So there are many examples. There is one I found this story very, very interesting. This is an image of a Red Rock gold mines, which are in Colorado, America. So, and the person who is there is Winfield Stetton. He is the owner of this estate. And he tells his memories. So, what he says is that he was a pauper, actually. He was bankrupt. He didn't have any money. He used to go here, there, in some hope that something will work out with me. And one day, on 8 July 1811, it was in 19th century, he slept in the ground in Colorado, and he went to sleep under the sky, and he saw the dream. In dream, one angel appeared. An angel told him that go to this mountain of Betel, and there is a fortune for you there. You just dig there, and there is a lot of gold that will turn around your life, and it will change your life forever. So in the morning he awoke and he remembered his dream, but he did not even have money to go to this place and do this venture. So he met his friends and he told about his dream, and friends simply ridiculed him, what is this, kuch bhi sapna dikhta hai, like that. And he said, if you are so desperate, your mind is so desperate, and this is delusion which is created out of mind. But this did not put him off. He was still very enthusiastic, and one day he travelled to this Mount of Betel, and he himself started digging. And to his surprise and bliss together, he saw one gold stone in the ground. Because he went exactly at that place that angel had taken him in the dream, and he remembered what is that place. He found that place, and he dig there, and he got this gold. And then he came back and somehow borrowed some money. He bought this land. He bought this estate, bought this mountain, in fact. And then his life was changed forever. He was a billionaire. And then what he felt, because he was a very pious man, so he felt this is a reward Almighty has given me for all my past deeds in my past life. Some pious activities I must have done, so he has rewarded me like this. He was very pious. And then what he did as a gratitude, this place where he was sleeping and he saw the dream, he made one church over there. He constructed one church. And whatever money he got, he did a lot of charity for poor, for children, for helpless people. So this was it. So it is said that when we are sincere and pure in our heart, then if we maintain serenity in our heart, then many things are revealed in dream, in our subconscious state, which are not revealed to us in our conscious state. And there are many, many spiritual things also happen. This, everybody knows this. We have a same symbolic Gopalji deity in our temple also. So this is famous deity of Sinaji. Isn't it? Nathdwara is a very, very famous destination for all pious Gujaratis. There are some people who visit every month by ritual. They have to go and take darshan of this Nathdwara temple. But anyone of you know that what is how this temple came about and how this deity came about? It arises from dream of one saint. So this Madhvendra Puri, almost 600 years, he was traveling and he reached Vrindavan. He went to Govardhan mountain. And he was sleeping there. He was taking rest. And one cowherd boy, very beautiful boy, he came to him. And he told him, "Baba, get up." And then Madhvendra Puri got up. And he's seeing this very, very beautiful, beautiful, wonderful cowherd boy. So he's saying, "You are hungry, na, Baba? Take this milk and your hunger will be satisfied." So Madhvendra Puri said that, "How do you know I'm hungry? How do you know I have not eaten for many days?" So this boy said, "This is my area and in my area nobody goes hungry. So you drink this milk." So Madhvendra Puri drank that milk and he had never tasted milk like that in his life ever before. And it was a nectar. So after he drank the milk, then this boy said, "Okay Baba, now you can go to sleep." So again Madhvendra Puri did some bhajan and again in the night he went to sleep. And then he saw this dream. And his dream, this Gopalji deity came. And Gopalji deity said that nearby there are bushes and I am buried under the bushes. Please take me out. Okay. So in the morning when Madhvendra Puri got up, he gathered the villagers who were staying around. And then he said, "Let's go and see this place because I have got this dream and people respected this great saint." So they went there and they started clearing the bushes and there they found this deity of Sinaji. So this is a true story. It is not somebody's imagination that Madhvendra Puri knew that and then imagined. It actually appeared. So when this great saintly personalities have a connection, they are pure in their mind, pure in their heart, then they can actually experience these things and they can connect to the higher powers. Many times these personalities, they are either from past life, they are very, very born with spiritual mind, you know. And some people in this lifetime itself, they do lot of discipline, lot of self-control, lot of sense control. They did they undergo purification of mind, body, and then they develop this spirituality. And then they can actually many things which will not otherwise reveal, it reveals to them through the dreams. Prabhupada was one of the example. Founder Acharya of ISKCON, he used to, when he was Grahastha, he used to repeatedly get this dream that his guru, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he used to again and again come in his dream and say, "You go and take sannyas and preach this Krishna consciousness, preach this knowledge of Srimad Bhagavatam in English language." He used to get this dream repeatedly. Because Prabhupada was very, very pure devotee. He was pure devotee, pure-hearted and pure-minded person. So, and because of repeated dreams, he continued to put his effort, though he had many, many difficulties, lot of reversals in establishing this movement of Krishna consciousness. But ultimately, he was successful and by blessings of his Gurudev, and he started this International Krishna Society for Krishna Consciousness. And he translated many, many books into English languages, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srimad Bhagavatam. He wrote so many books. And that's how he brought actually revolution in spirituality by establishing this Krishna Consciousness movement. Another example is, because many times through dreams people's lives have changed. And an example is Gautam Buddha. Everybody knows story of Gautam Buddha? He was a prince. He was a prince Siddharth. He was young prince Siddharth. And one day, he saw many, many poor people, because from childhood he had never seen poor people, people with disease, people with misery. And during sleep, one day he got a dream that he was taken by this voice. There was one voice who took him to the graveyard. And there he showed that, see, this is a dead body and this is your future. Your body is imperishable. This is the nature of your body. So whatever moments you have got in life, you take full advantage of it. So anybody tells you, what you will do? Ultimately you are going to die. Take full advantage. In USA, many, many people come to know nowadays, right? People get cancer and many, many diseases and come to know, I have 5 months to live, I have 6 months to live, I have 1 year to live. So in USA, when a very, very wealthy person, he was told that now you have 6 months to live. So what he did? He actually wanted to enjoy. And he did his enjoyment in many, many different ways because he had a lot of money. And he wanted to spend all the money. But 6 months ke baad paisa ka kya hoga? Abhi khatam kar deta hun, you know, like that. So one day he used to go to some very, very affluent place and enjoy and then actually he became so famous, there used to be TV shows. Now next week what he is going to do, where he is going to go and enjoy. Every time he used to have a different young girl with him to enjoy. You know, so this is the materialistic, and when devotees are told what they do, they completely immerse in their Krishna consciousness. So it's like log bolte na khao piyo maja karo. This my father-in-law always tells, you know, khao piyo maja karo. What is there in life? Eating is not there, khao piyo maja karo. Maja karne ka life mein. Huh? So many people say that life is like a ice cream. It is going to melt. Before it melts, you enjoy it. You should enjoy it. It is going to ultimately melt. But wise people, what they say? Life is like a candle. What candle does? It gives light to others, right? Candle is also melting, it wax. Correct. Ice cream is also melting, candle is also melting. Candle is melting, it wax. Simultaneously, it is going to disappear one day, but in the process, it is going to illuminate so many people around. It is going to give light to so many people around. So one is a symbol of very, very selfish enjoyment. And one is symbol of very, very selfless work. APJ Kalam, our late ex-president, he said that if you want to become handsome, then land your hand to someone. Then you become beautiful. You don't become beautiful by just going to parlor every month, by doing your manicure every month, or by changing your hairstyles in different ways. Not like that. You do good work and people remember you for a long time. So, Gautam Buddha, what he did after he saw the dream, young prince Siddhartha, he went to this famous tree. Now it is in Gaya. He sat under that tree and he meditated. And he attained nirvana, self-realization. And because it was told to him, ultimately your life is going to perish. So you make best out of all the moments of life. So he decided to go and do meditation and self-realize himself. So he attained self-realization. And it was under that tree. The tree became very famous. And today also remnants, if you go to Bodh Gaya, that today also that tree's remnant is there. We can see that. So this tree itself is a very symbolic. His Holiness Sachinandan Maharaj, he says that it is tree of life. So what is tree? Tree has a root, tree has a trunk, and tree has a crown, right? So this is a tree. It has a root, it has a trunk, and it has a crown. So root is an unseen part, right? But if you don't take care of this unseen part, then you cannot sustain the seen part, which is trunk and which is crown. Correct? So, and what is a trunk? Tree is compared to spirituality. And tree is a connection between the crown and the root. And it is compared to your physical well-being and your emotional well-being. So unless this trunk is also developing well, it is not cultivated, then ultimately it will not fructify. The tree will not fructify and give the products. So we have to take care of our physical and emotional well-being. And if roots are not strong, then what will happen? Trunk will not last long. Correct? If here we are seeing two trees, one has a very weak roots and one has got very strong root. Correct? See, if the Katrina hurricane comes, so which tree will go off first? The tree with a very, 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 very weak root, it will go off, it is going to fly off. Katrina will come, tsunami will come. Huh? So these kind of trees will fly off. In America, California, there are trees which are, according to archaeology, they are 5,000 year old, 6,000 year old, like that. Huh? And if you see, they have such strong roots. Nothing. In 5,000 years, so many things have happened on this earth planet, but nothing could move these trees. Okay. So, and especially emotional well-being with the women and with the girls, it's very important, right? Because we are expert in crying at next moment. Really? Correct? Tears are a weapon of all females, it is said. Huh? That is a weapon. If daughter is crying and if she says to papa, papa I want it, then papa cannot refuse. She has to buy it, get it for her. Correct? And same thing with in the relationship between a husband and wife. How we can control emotions? Because sometimes emotions are, when emotions are disturbed in our life, because hurt, physically you get hurt, you get a fracture, you get operated, and then you are suffering physically, that's fine. But if somebody hurts you, and more important is somebody close to you hurts you, then it hurts like anything, isn't it? So, and that time your mind totally goes off. Emotions are disturbed, you are totally disturbed because our roots are not strong. We have not got spiritual understanding properly, that's why. So that's why we have to pay attention to these roots which are said. And then the third part is crown. So what is crown? It has got fruits, it has flowers, it has got leaves, and it actually makes the tree look very, very beautiful, isn't it? If only trunk was there, would you be attracted to the tree? Because tree is there, it has a different tree gives different fruits, different kinds of flowers, different colors. If you go to European country, in America, in winter season, trees actually change their colors. Some trees have a totally red color, orange color, leaves, and it looks so beautiful. It is very panoramic. Scenery is too beautiful. So this crown is very, very important. And because why? Because ultimately it is a product of the nourishment from the root. That is what is seen. And it's very symbolic because it is this crown which gives us coolness, which gives us shade in the hot summer. It gives us warmth in winter season. It gives us shelter in rainy season, isn't it? The tree is very symbolic. In Srimad Bhagavatam, in 10th Kato, Krishna, he is walking with Balram and in Vrindavan. And then he is telling Balram, my dear brother, just look at these trees. They are symbol of tolerance. How they are tolerating. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, in his Shishtashtakam, he has given one analogy with the tree. He is saying, Trinadapi Sunichena, Tarorapi Sahishuna. So this character of tolerance, which is symbolic, it is shown by the tree, is very, very important for us to develop in as a part of the character. So the tree is very, very symbolic. And we should live like a tree. And how Sachinandan Maharaj said that it is tree of life. So how do we connect this how do we connect this teaching to our life? So it is said that these roots are connectivity, trunk is cultivation, and crown is contribution. Okay. Roots are connectivity. It connects. You should be connected. If trunk is cultivation and crown is contribution. So connectivity, connecting is very important. Connect to what? Connect to your inner self. Inner self means, what is inner self? In Mundaka Upanishad, it is described that in everyone's heart, there are two birds. Krishna, God is saying that in everyone's heart, there are two birds. One soul and another is super soul. The one bird is busy enjoying the fruits of the tree, and another bird is continuously watching at him. When he will look at me, when he'll look at me. So soul, we jivatma, we are busy always doing our activities, our responsibilities, enjoying life. And God in our heart, he's sitting in our heart and he's always waiting when we'll turn to him and when we will connect to him. So he's waiting. So how to connect to God? There are ways, and many ways given, explained to us by acharyas, written in the scriptures. And the most simple way of connection, making connection with God, is through chanting of holy name. Chanting of his name. When we chant his name, we remember him, then we are actually connecting him. Why? Because if I say Disha, 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 she will not, if she is sitting at her home, she will not appear in front of me. Okay, Disha is our cameraman today. So if I say Disha, 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 she is not going to be appearing to me. But if I say Krishna, 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 I chant, Krishna has got so many names. I said Gopal, Gopal, Govind, Govind. Then Krishna actually becomes present in his name. So that is the difference. So very, and in Kali Yuga, it is said that chanting has lot of power. Krishna actually makes himself available to us in chanting. So when we chant, we are connecting with God. And to continue to chant, we have to develop knowledge. Isn't it? Can you continue to chant? If you don't know what are the effects of the chanting, what are the benefits of the chanting, are you going to chant? You're not going to chant. There are many people outside. You have today come to Chetna festival. Some of you may be coming first time. Some of you are coming repeatedly. Many times you have come. But unless you hear what is the meaning of this chanting, what is the use of the chanting, then you will not get convinced and you are not going to chant. So for that, you have to develop a knowledge. Why we have to chant? Is it only ritual or any meaning is there behind chanting? And for that, we have to read scriptures. There are many scriptures are there. Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Bhagavad Gita. And if we are not ready to read, then we should go to places where people are speaking about it. And what is the place where people are speaking about the scriptures is temples. So temples are compared to the hospitals where deceased soul goes, and our treatment is hearing and chanting. Our soul gets totally replenished by going to temple. So disease of the soul goes away by repeatedly going to temple and getting this treatment on regular basis. If a person has got a cancer, and not cancer, let me be little mild. If he gets a malaria, and he say, I will go to doctor only once, and then I should be treated. If he is not successful, then that doctor is not good. Is it true? You have to go to the doctor, you have to take the treatment, you have to take the prescription, he will prescribe some medicine to you. You have to take that, then he will say, don't eat this, don't eat that, don't do that, all that you have to do. If you say, ki abhi maine to bata diya, abhi malaria ko ka ye virus, bacteria nikalne ka doctor ka kaam hai, mera kaam nahi hai. So you cannot say, we have to follow the prescription, then only our disease will get treated. So similarly, when we go to temple, we have to chant, and not only once, not once in a year. It should be on regular basis. Hearing about Krishna, hearing from the different scriptures, should be on regular basis. Then you will see the effect. If you just go once and forget about it, it's not going to have any effect. It is like licking honey from outside. Honey is lying in the bottle, and you have heard that honey is very sweet, it is very nourishing, it is very nectarian, and then bottle is locked and you are trying to lick it from outside. Are you going to get the taste? No, right? You have to open it, you have to take it in your hand and drink it, then you are going to eat. So process we have to follow. Then only we'll experience whatever is written in the scripture, that we'll experience only if we follow the process. So if we want to connect to God, we have to on regular basis make His remembrance part of our life, and we have to continue to do that. We have to cultivate this habit of regularly hearing, making our spiritual knowledge strong, so that whenever some hurricane comes in our life, everyone life some difficulties come, misery come. You may be billionaire now. There are so many rich people in India. And what has happened in last three days? What has happened? Anybody had expected such a thing will happen? People are in misery. The most rich people is in most misery. Isn't it? Of course, the middle level people or little poor economy background, they are having trouble going to bank and they don't have cash in their hand. But what is happening to those rich people? They are misery. Totally miserable. They are in so much anxiety ke mera paisa abhi kya karu uska? You know? Ye 1000 ka 500 ka note ka kya karu abhi? So misery can strike at any moment in our life. And if our root is not strong, if we are not connected to spirituality, if we have not developed spiritual knowledge, then it will ruin us. So if we want to maintain a good life, we want a happy life, then connection is very, very important. And then we will get very, very wonderful fruits, wonderful flowers, and it should be shared. Just like I said, that example of candle. Candle is melting, but along with that, it is illuminating people around. So, along with the chanting and hearing, the next thing, how doctor says, don't eat that, don't do that. So like that, acharyas say, follow four regulative principles. Because if you want to continue to chanting, and if you want to continue to understand the spiritual knowledge, then if we follow these principles, then it is going to help us like anything. What are those four regulative principles? No meat eating, no illicit sex, no gambling, and no intoxication. And this actually, Acharya says that if we follow these four regular principles, then it actually brings us to human level. And then once we are on human level, then we can understand spirituality in better way. So, if you are, you cannot contribute in right way, if you are not cultivated in right way, and you cannot be cultivated in right way, if you are not connected into right way, right? So unless the root is not nourished properly, we will not be able to give the contribution to the society properly. So connect in a right way, cultivate in a right way, contribute in a right way. So this is a message of this talk today, that become a healthy tree. To summarize, we discuss many things, that how trees or dreams are become part of our life, and what it reflects, what it indicates. It indicates our desires, what environment we put ourselves in, according to that we will develop desires, and that will show us in dreams. And apart from just desires, there is also another thing, that is higher consciousness, that reflects also in our dream. And ultimately, we have to connect to the roots. So a message from today's talk is that let everybody become a healthy tree. All of us, let us all develop a very, very healthy root, so that we can develop very, very healthy trunk, and then we can contribute in many, many wonderful ways to do a lot of good things in society. So thank you very much for your patient hearing. And I thank all the Chetna committee girls for nicely arranging this lecture. And thank you for all those, special thank you for all those girls who have helped today in the flower making and garland making, because you are going to get immense spiritual benefit by doing this unknowingly. It's not unknown, but that has come into your credit now. What devotional service you have done today has come into your credit. Permanent. It is eternally. So now some girls have practiced some dance. They want to perform with some dance, which is 5 minutes. And then we will have a kirtan for some time. And then we'll end this program. And today is, this month is Kartik month going on. So there's one special thing happens in Kartik that everyone can follow, everyone can offer lamb, ghee lamb to deities, to God. And there are a lot of, there's innumerable benefits written in scriptures for one who offers ghee lamb to Lord in Kartik month. The benefits are like all your sins are washed away, all your past sins are washed away. Then you get credit of doing 100 Ashwamegha Yagya. Then many things are there, big list is there. So I request after lecture around 7:30, this ghee lamb offerings will start. So I request everybody to participate in this Damodar Ashtakam. Along with that, our temple devotees will be singing Damodar Ashtakam. And all of you personally, otherwise what happens when we come to temple, only pujari is offering ghee lamp to the deity. We are not able to offer. But this is a Kartik month, is a special month where we all can offer standing out of the altar to God the ghee lamp and get all the benefits. So I request all of you to participate in that. Any announcements are there?
We would like to thank Mataji for her super presentation. Our heartfelt gratitude to Mataji once again, and let us thank her all, means thank us all, by loudly chanting 3 times, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Thank you so much, Mataji. And first of all, I would like to welcome all those girls who have come for Chetna program for the very first time. Please stand in your respective places so that we can greet you all. Hari Bol. Good numbers. We would like to, you know, welcome them as well in our traditional style by loudly chanting. A little louder, please. Okay, we pray at the lotus feet of Shri Radha Gopinath that today's day be an auspicious beginning in your Krishna conscious life, and that you may please come for every Chetna and inspire us with your presence. Kindly be seated. You already. Okay, kindly collect, whoever have come for the first time, kindly collect your gift